This is HDN.
A strike!
Rolling down the alley with pretty playful Sally. Rolling down the alley, bowling Sally and me.
It's the Halifax Daily News. Welcome to November.
We are off and running. Definitely want to start today's podcast by saying a big thank you to the gang over at Chef's Menu Restaurant in Sackville.
Yeah, great meal we had last night.
Oh my heavens, yes. It was a special birthday celebration. Mom was turning 70 and the whole family went out for dinner to celebrate, and Chef's Menu did not disappoint.
Yes, we call it Happy Birthday Mother-in-Law Day. Everybody else calls it Halloween.
That's right.
Trick-or-treaters were down big time out where we lived.
We only had 22 when all was said and done.
I thought that being on a Friday, there'd be a lot more kids. I thought they were going to come out a lot later, and it was like ghost town. So I have no idea. You can never predict this kind of thing.
No.
Other people in the neighborhood, they were stuck with candies. And
that's a bad thing.
Well, I'm not complaining.
I was going to say, you explain this like it's something horrible.
Stay away from the house. Maybe it was the big sign saying, stay away from the house. We want our candy. That might have done something about it. But hey, let us know on Facebook. How were the trick-or-treaters this year?
Yeah.
Up, down?
Up, down, normal. Around the same. The weather was pretty good, all things considered.
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect weather for trick-or-treating.
As I said on Friday's podcast, it's the first year that I've had to work during the festivities.
Maybe that's why the trick-or-treaters weren't coming to our house.
They just knew I wasn't there.
That crazy woman in the witch costume wasn't there.
But
she doesn't dress up, you see. It was a joke.
I got to stay at work and listen to the police fire scanner, which is always a source of entertainment, but even more so on Halloween. We did have a couple of, you know, sort of interesting. There was a call that came in about a guy who was standing in the middle of Lucasville Road, not moving, and had been standing there for about an hour. And
not letting traffic pass?
Well, no, traffic was sort of going around him, but that was kind of bizarre. And then my personal favorite was the woman who crawled inside the Diabetes Association donation bin and was being lifted out. I suspect that alcohol may play a role in both of those incidents.
Well, maybe she just wanted to go to a good family.
Perhaps so. Sad end of an era in Dartmouth over the weekend. Saw notice of this. Baisley Bowling Lanes.
Oh my God, we made that mistake. We did the commercial. You and I did the commercials for that. Maybe that's why it closed down.
Oh God.
We did the commercials. They ran, I think, on Seaside FM.
Yeah.
And we're going like, hey, Baisley Bowling Lanes. And we had to redo it.
Yeah, Baisley's.
It's Baisley's, but well, it doesn't matter now.
They, 39 years in business. They closed the end of last week, their Main Street in Dartmouth location. I guess it was a recent decision from the landlord who's going to tear down the rest of the building that sort of prompted this move. And because the rest of the building was being torn down, that would have meant that Baisley's would have to take on a greater share of the common area costs like taxes, snow plowing and whatnot. And so they would have gone from paying, 35% of those costs to 85% of those costs.
Yikes.
And they just said, there's no way we can do it. So they had to shut her down. Now, that said, for the next 2 weeks, they're going to be open from Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And they're selling off their assets. So if you are in the market for bowling balls, pins, furniture, some gently used bowling shoes.
What about the contraption that puts the pins down there?
I think it's all being sold off.
I don't know what I'd do with it, but it'd be kind of fun.
No, but you know what? A lot of candlepin bowling alleys around town, I'm sure, will be scooping a lot of this stuff up because they don't make that stuff anymore. Candlepin bowling is sort of a rarity. I have to say,
when I first came to the Maritimes, I'd never seen such a thing. Oh my God, look at that. And the whole idea of just leaving dead wood on the bowling alley and using the dead wood. Well, what they can do is they can hit the dead wood that can fly around. It's like, what the hell kind of game is this? Nothing like that out west.
No, you were used to playing
5-pin
with the same size ball or same the big
size
ball?
No, the same size ball that you use for candlepin.
Okay.
But you used regular bowling pins and you only had 5 of them.
And the lane would be cleared after every
You knock it. If you knock one down and the pin was there lying down, there'd be this big scoop. They'd lift the pins up. The scoop would scoop all the stuff that had fallen away.
The dead
and then
wood.
And then the pins would come back down.
Interesting.
So every time you, if you had a split, you had no pins just lying around there that you could strategically ricochet off of or anything like that. It was just the two pins left.
Yeah.
That was always a good time. Do you ever do the 10 pin with where you have the holes in the ball that you have to stick your fingers in? Didn't we do that once?
No. I'm trying to think.
No, I've never done it. I've never picked up one of those huge balls and thrown it at 10 pins before. Yeah. Where would we have done that?
I'm thinking we might have done that in the States.
No, when we went to Vegas, we saw Cirque du Soleil's Love, and we got married. Yeah. We didn't go bowling. That would have been at least number 3 or 4 on the list of things to do while you're in Vegas. Hey, I know. Let's go bowling. No. I think we went to the casino. We went and saw a show. Yeah. We went strippers and prostitutes would have been before bowling on our list, and and that would have been on the list at all. No, I've always had this fear of that kind of bowling. I'd see Fred Flintstone doing it with the holes in the bowling ball and all these jokes. He put the epoxy glue in there and his fingers get stuck in it. But I kept thinking, if you have your fingers deep into a bowling ball, like deep enough so that you can actually hold the thing.
Yeah.
If you roll it, wouldn't that kind of roll? And maybe if one of your fingers got caught in there, it would just break your finger?
That's why I'm thinking it's not all that long ago that I did bowl with the big balls that you put your fingers in, because I remember I was horrible at it, and that was one of the reasons why, because my fingers just wouldn't release when I would release the ball. They would kind of get stuck.
Speaking of the Flintstones, yeah, I guess Lisa would follow the ball down the alley.
I guess that's what you get for getting little sausages for fingers.
Was that a dream?
No, I'm just trying to. Did you take us bowling to the 5-pin bowling out west when we were visiting one time?
No, once again, bowling, I think, would have been down at least 9 or 10. And considering I haven't bowled since I was.
I must have dreamed it then.
You were big time in it. You've got your own balls. This lady has balls.
I have balls and I have my own shoes. Yeah, that's right. I've bowled in a league for a number of years.
I remember you said that when we got married. It's like, well, what are you bringing to the table? Well, I got balls and I got balls. Shoes.
Nice gesture from Halifax Transit. On Remembrance Day, Tuesday, November the 11th, they are going to be offering free transit service to all veterans and military personnel and accompanying family members on Remembrance Day. And all you have to do is basically be in uniform or display your military ID card once you get on board the bus. And there it is. Halifax Transit and Harbor Ferry Service. Now, the Accessibus is excluded from this offer, but I think that's a lovely gesture from Halifax Transit. I don't think I remember hearing tell of that ever before. I think that's something new for them.
All right, just looked up the... yes, okay, there's the setup for 5-pin bowling. It's like a V shape. So the first one closest to you in the middle, that's 5 points. And then the next row back, those are each 3 points and 2.
Right.
So if you get you knock them all down, then you get 15.
Ah.
Yeah, that's how you score. Look at that. You're trying to figure out carry the two and divide by three. And
three balls?
Yeah, unless you, yes, you do.
Okay.
Unless you knock them all down.
Right.
Five-pin bowling. You've never done that before.
Not to my knowledge.
I'll have to take you bowling next time. Hey, I know. Why don't we go to Paris and I can take you bowling? Oh,
sounds like a plan. So it was a sad day at the Chronicle Herald on Friday.
Yikes, yes.
20 people from their newsroom getting layoff notices, and the company is asking for a whole shitload of concessions from the union. They're in a bad position because, first of all, the Chronicle Herald is one of the last independently owned newspapers in, I dare say, all of North America. They're not owned by a big company like a Thompson's or a Reuters or a Sun News. They're just owned by a family, the Dennis family, and have been for the better part of 200 years, which is a lot of history. But that said, 20 cuts to a newsroom, that is a big hit for them. And a lot of their up-and-coming go-getter reporters are on the list of folks that got notices. So, you know, hopefully in the coming days... they do have an opportunity now to sit down and discuss, you know, what can be done, whether some of these folks will qualify for an early retirement, whether the younger ones perhaps could sign on for a modified work week.
But there are fewer and fewer papers because of the internet. Everything's online. You just have to follow a tweet and you'll get to a story. Or somebody says, hey, this will interest you, and post it on your Facebook, and there are links everywhere. Mm. How often do you go down and pick up your paper and actually open it up and have your coffee and read the newspaper. It's becoming a thing of the past.
No, it's definitely something that fewer and fewer people are doing, and that's the whole problem. Although I did pick up the Chronicle Herald one day last week to see a major faux pas from, I'm not sure who would have put this together or who would have placed this ad where it was placed, but side by side on the bottom of the page, you had one half of the page that had a story that read, headline reads, ex-teacher admits molesting boys he tutored after school.
Ooh.
The other side of that exact same page was a big old ad for the Nova Scotia Teachers Union that read, teachers make a difference.
Wow. Hopefully yeah. That's one of the people that was laid off.
No, actually, it was all strictly reporters that got their notices last week. So, yeah, that was a big old whoopsie moment. Well, this comes up after every Halloween, but looks like a dentist in Saskatchewan is jumping on board this. Dentist out in Moose Jaw, actually, is spreading the word to his clients that he is having a candy buyback event. Had it on November the 1st. That would have been Saturday. And interesting that this dentist didn't want his name published, but he's anyway telling all of his clients that, you know, youngsters wear their Halloween costumes one last time, bring their candy to the dental office, and he's going to pay $1 a pound, which by basic measurement works out to about 1.8 cents for every miniature chocolate bar. So usually there's a dentist around Nova Scotia that does the same thing as well. So we find out about who is doing it, or if anyone's doing it this year, we'll let you know.
Oh, and speaking of Halloween, I have to say one more thing about that before we put the whole Halloween thing to rest. I was going to say it on Friday's podcast, and I forgot. It's Halloween. It's not Halloween.
Oh.
There's nothing hollow about Halloween, and it drives me. I had to go to the internet to check on this, because more and more people are saying Halloween.
Yeah.
We watched Jimmy Kimmel the other night. He's like, oh, yeah, it's Halloween, this, Halloween that. A couple of people here on the radio, we're saying Halloween.
It's Halloween.
It's yes, and you can't say, oh, well, that's the British version. No, if you listen to a British person, they call it Halloween. Like, they really emphasize the hallow, because it's All Hallows Eve.
Yes, not All Hallows Eve.
Yes, there's nothing hollow about it. And the one argument that I saw that kind of made sense in this weird, sick, you're completely wrong kind of way online was somebody said, it's like hallway. You don't say hallway, it's hallway. H-A-L-L is hallway, and H-A-L-L is Halloween.
Interesting. Good way of thinking about
it's an interesting way of thinking about it, but in response to that, you're W-R wrong. So stop saying Halloween. It's wrong, and it just every time somebody says that, the hairs like on the back of my neck go up.
On a chalkboard.
Oh, like, do we have to change everything to suit you? What is it, to sound more formal? Oh, Halloween. No, it's Halloween. Done. Thank you.
All right. Patricia Schultz is going to be in town tomorrow night, and she's going to be speaking in Dartmouth at Alderney Landing. Who is Patricia Schultz, you may ask? Well,
who's Patricia Schultz?
I'm glad you asked. She actually wrote the book, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if she's got anything on Nova Scotia or from Nova Scotia on that list. I suspect she may. But she's a writer based out of Manhattan, and she's going to be coming to Dartmouth on Tuesday at 7 o'clock to give a speech. And I guess she's going to be talking about the best places to visit in Europe. So if you're interested in visiting Europe or have a vacation planned in the not-too-distant future, might be a good thing to go see. And I don't know if she's going to be signing copies of her book afterwards or not, but she's definitely seen it all, everything from...
she's definitely seen it all. So now she can die.
That's right. The hills of Tuscany, the elephants of Africa, and the sewage-free harbor known as Halifax. Well, if you're driving through Bedford in the coming days, you're going to see something really neat. I'd love to see all of HRM adopt this. They have special signage on the poles along the roadway. You know how sometimes they have signs and various seasons. In the summertime, they usually have some as well. Well, they have some now along the streets of Bedford that say, "We remember." And then underneath, they have a big picture of a poppy and the name of an area resident who passed in one of the wars. This is an amazing idea.
Now, where is this? Down the Bedford Highway?
Along the Bedford Highway right now is where I have seen it. And boy, I'm telling you, whoever came up with that idea, that is nothing short of genius. And I think we should do it across all of the HRM. Well, Halifax Regional Police had a big retirement ceremony last week on, I think it was on Friday. They said a fond farewell to Patrol Cruiser, otherwise known as Cruz. Cruz the police horse was retired after 6 years of service. He was formally sworn in as a member of the team in August of 2008. He has a bit of a health issue now, so he has had to retire, and it's kind of sad. It's the beginning stages of a disease that's very similar to osteoporosis in people, and so they decided it was best to retire him now and give him a pretty good quality of life in his retirement. So he is now going to move on to the Porter Equine Center in Stewiacke, where he'll hang with a number of other horses, work with adults and children who are learning to ride. He loves pink peppermints. And people who knew this about him would bring them to him while he was on the job. He also loved to stop at a local hotel for a green apple. He and the other police horse, Sarge, would literally try to pull their riders into the hotel driveway for their snack. He helped make arrests, worked major concerts and protests over his 6-year career, and also proudly led many parades along with Sarge. So, God love him. I guess he was big with kids and definitely enjoyed working with kids. He interacted with a child with autism and actually got a response from the child that her care workers said they had never seen before. So God love you. Have a wonderful retirement, my dear, and enjoy those days that you have left in Stewiacke at the Porter Equine Center.
And we are back again with another edition of the Halifax Daily News. Tomorrow, that would be Tuesday.
Until then.